Thanks for your patience. My friend Lester Price says, tuning a guitar is sometimes like tuning a snake. I think he's right. I think he's right about that.
Well, beautiful guitar work there, Jackson, especially on that last one.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Well, let's do a waltz for you, and then we'll chat a little bit more. This is called Wyoming. In a duck canvas jacket and double-knee jeans, you hit me square in the mouth. I can't say I recall what fight we were in, or the feeling of hitting the ground. Why, Wyoming, I knew that you'd break my heart. Why, Wyoming, I knew it right from the start. In a whiz-banger rust bucket Jeep you rolled by the tumbleweed rodeo lounge. Well, those cowboys get lonesome and play with their pistols and dream of your perfume just hanging around. Way, Wyoming, I knew that you'd break my heart. Way, Wyoming, I knew it right from the start. A horse can be broken, bent to one's will. So can a good man, I'm told. By the time you're through with me, I'll dig my own grave while swearing I'm digging for gold. Way, Wyoming, I knew that you'd break my heart. Way, Wyoming, I knew it right from the start. On the hot guitar. Indian paintbrush low in the grass, Mustangs and Wranglers abound. The heart of a cowboy is tender and fragile, breaks with a high lonesome sound. Why, Wyoming, I knew that you'd break my heart. Why, Wyoming, I knew it right from the start. Yes, I knew it right from the start.
All right.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, Jackson. You are tuned to KDNK Community Access Radio, and we're listening to a live broadcast, a very special live broadcast here in the studio with Carbondale's very own Jackson Emmer singing and on guitar. And support for KDNK comes from listeners just like you. Oh, what? You're not supporting KDNK yet? Well, you can do that by logging on to kdnk.org and clicking on donate at any level you'd like. Become a KDNK member today and support real, locally owned media. And support for KDNK also comes from Sopris Liquor and Wine, providing curbside and home delivery. Sopris Liquor and Wine is located at the roundabout across from City Market in Carbondale. Well, the Lil City Market. And ordering and delivery with the Sopris Liquor and Wine app can be found at soprisliquor.com. And from Stage of Life Theater Company, building a healthy community and nurturing our youth through the performing arts. More information at soltheatercompany.com. We're back with Jackson.
Hey. Hey, Cody. Thanks for having me. Thank you, Katie and Kay, for hosting me. Really a pleasure.
Did you write that last one?
Yes.
Wyoming is the title, Wyoming?
The title's Wyoming. Yeah.
I really liked that one.
Thank you.
Yeah. Is that on one of your albums?
No, and I forgot to mention before I played it that I'm trying to do something special for each of these live streams because I'm doing a few and you can just watch any of them anytime. So I want to make each of them different and special. So yeah, that's a song that's not recorded anywhere else. So Katie and Kay got the worldwide debut. Thanks for listening.
Sounded great. Yeah, I was just perusing through whatever albums we have of yours in our digital library. Like, surely the song is titled Wyoming. Is it in here?
Yeah. No, you're right. It is titled Wyoming. It's just not recorded anywhere. Until now.
Yes. So, Jackson, may I ask you how old you are?
Yeah, sure. I'm 34, which I only have on the tip of my tongue because my birthday was a few days ago.
Normally, happy birthday.
Thank you. I normally don't think about it, but yeah, I am now 34.
Well, you just sound like such an old seasoned troubadour. And that was, that's something that I'm thinking about is I listen to way too much new music coming out these days here at KD&K. And I feel like the younger generation may sort of glamorize just programming beats and auto-tune voice and such on their laptops and doing that at a huge festival in front of a huge crowd dancing. And when I meet someone like you who's 34 years old and you're recreating songs that could have been, you know, 150 years old or whatever, like old cowboy songs. Mm-hmm. When did you know that that was the route that you wanted to go? Do you remember when you had that moment of wanting to dive into the genre of kind of old country and folk music?
So many moments. I mean, I wish it was one, but it's just an accumulation of special moments. And also I do want to say, like, I love pop music. I love electronic music. I love autotune. For those of you who maybe don't make music but have just heard of autotune, like, all those things are really their own instrument that you have to learn how to use and develop some skills with. So I know that there's a lot of ways to make it simple, and that's part of the idea. And it democratizes music making, which I'm super into. But it does also take some skill to do it at a high level. So I'm not going to knock any of that. I didn't have access to that when I was growing up. I didn't really know that it existed, although I listened to pop music, listened to hip hop, and there are electronic instruments in that. And I grew up in California before I moved out here. And one of the things I loved about living in a small town was that you can't hide. Everybody knows who you are and what you do. That kind of accountability is really refreshing, especially if you come from a big city. And as I got older and I listened to more and more music, I found that I liked that authenticity. And I guess it's like nakedness in a performance that comes from just acoustic instruments and somebody singing something that they wrote, which, you know, they have to be bearing their heart in some way in order for that to work. So just over time, I mean, I love, like I said, all kinds of music and playing different stuff. But as I started to play more and listen to different kinds of things and go and see a lot of shows, I worked at a few venues, I just thought the stuff I was most drawn to was just a person with a guitar, or it could be a person with a piano, whatever, just like one-on-one, this kind of singular thing where there's no place for the performer to hide. I found that really compelling and a really interesting challenge as a performer. So I have just kind of gotten into it one step at a time, going, well, think I can maybe figure out how to do that. Oh, that's terrifying. Well, I should try it more, you know? and so here we are.
Right. And when did you start writing songs?
I started writing songs when I was about 20. I had some friends in college who were songwriters, and I hadn't even thought about the fact that someone has to write a song for it to exist. I just, you know, thought, oh, Jimi Hendrix, right? You just showed up and played guitar without thinking about it, and now we have Foxy Lady, or whatever it is, or Todd Snyder, Statistician's Blues. That was the first song that I heard that I was like, oh, man, like, he wrote that, and there's a ton of heart in it, but it's also a story, and it's hilarious. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're allowed to do that.
Yeah.
Like, fascinating. So,
Todd Snyder does have quite a way with being humorous and witty like that, and telling sort of real stories. Mm-hmm. I think John Prine is an excellent example as well.
Yeah, he's incredible. They are standard bearers for the genre, yeah, and for good reason.
Any of your favorites, your standouts that inspired you?
Oh, musicians?
Yeah, off the top of your head.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm gonna talk about my friends. You know, really, my friend Sam Moss, who I've played with a lot over the years. He lives in New Hampshire right now in the COVID era. He's incredible. He was writing his own songs, and that really inspired me. We were roommates, and we played in a string band together. Trevor Wilson, who doesn't play a lot in public right now, but he lives outside of Asheville, North Carolina. He inspired me a lot. And my friend Amelia Meath, who now is in Sylvan Esso, an EDM band.
Right.
Yeah. So, like, you know, I also lived with her and got to see her writing music and her process. And
she is part of Mountain Man.
Also, right? Mountain Man. Yeah, yeah. So I knew all of them. And I would just say that my friends, you know, inspired me the most. I would go and see a great show. I mean, I saw John Prine a few years ago at Belly Up. That was great. But I was already doing what I was doing. And I went to that show because I saw the overlap in, like, what he's up to and what I'm up to. And I wanted to see what he's like in real life. And he was incredible. But as far as people who have inspired me, I mean, it's really been close friends. Music teachers, George Weber over at CRMS. Great inspiration. I mean, yeah, I'll go to bat for him any day. And also I had a music teacher in college named John Kirk, who talked about the democratization of music. Any student he had, he was like, here, play three instruments. You can do this. And like a lot of people cannot play three instruments. It's really hard. Mm-hmm. But he had so much faith and offered so much accessibility to that really inspired me. And I think kind of set me in the direction that I am going.
Well, I really feel you with what you were saying about that sort of that authenticity of just the raw talent of just using your voice and a guitar. I often think, can you just do that out on the street for people to gather around with? And, you know, you see brass bands, like New Orleans style, just bringing it, like, full on energy. Or a band that I hosted in the studio, Gypsy Jazz Group, La Pump Jazz, just four guys on acoustic instruments that have such a huge trajectory. But I really do appreciate that sort of, like, raw, you know, intimate thing. And you spoke about it, you know, ultimately coming from your heart. And that's what I think about with recreating these old sort of cowboy tunes, like some of the ones that you have on this new album, that there's something to be said that it's, these stories are timeless, you know, the conditions of the human heart.
Yeah. And I would say that we recognize maybe that sound and that type of song as a cowboy song. But essentially that the form, you know, the architecture of those songs is so much older than that. They're 300, 400 years old, essentially. And before that, I mean, there were folk ballads that transformed into cowboy songs and country music. So the overlap is there. The architecture is there. And there are a lot of people who try to reinvent the wheel, maybe, or push tonality or push texture in music in these new ways. And I think that's really interesting. But I also think that three chord songs have been around a long time for good reason. You know, they stick with you and they get at something much deeper than what they first present. And hopefully that means they are more durable.
Yeah.
But, you know.
And like you said, they go back so far back, so far beyond that it really is like in our DNA, I think.
You yeah.
know, and that, I think that's why we relate to it. And yeah. And that's why your songs come off very powerful. So
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, what's there's some line that's like good artists like copy and great artists steal. And I don't totally like buy into that, but I do think there's so much to be learned from what's come before us. So while I am very interested in the future of music and the future of country music, you gotta look backwards, I think, in order to make yourself new.
Yeah, I like that. Well, what do we have next?
Oh, more songs. Is it time for more songs? Great.
We can do more songs.
Let's do more songs. I'm going to, as another KDNK special, this song is the first song on my album Jukebox. It's called Don't Leave Me Blue. And so far, it has accumulated the most plays of any of my songs online. And it's like a very honky-tonk song. It's one of the first kind of honky-tonk style songs I had written. But I wanted to play it more in the way that I originally wrote it for this set. So finger style, there's no twangy guitars. It's just me. There's no band. Here we go.
We're listening to Jackson Emmer live in the KDNK studio. This is KDNK Communicating Community since 1983. Go to KDNK.org right now and pledge your support for community radio. Take it away, Jackson.
I thought we had a good thing. Trust was all around. Now you've gone and burned our sweet love to the ground. I knew this day was coming, but hoped it wasn't true. Don't leave me lonesome, don't leave me blue. Don't you turn me loose, don't you break my heart. Don't leave me scrambling for a brand new start. Don't leave me searching for a love so true. Don't leave me lonesome, don't leave me blue. We used to hit the town about 8 nights a week. Now you're out with another, and I can hardly sleep. You told me that it's over. I can't believe it's true. Don't leave me lonesome, don't leave me blue. Don't you turn me loose, don't you break my heart. Don't leave me scrambling for a brand new start. Don't leave me searching for love so true. Don't leave me lonesome, don't leave me blue. Sick blues, I'm crying in my beer. Don't you turn me loose, don't you break my heart. Don't leave me scrambling for a brand new start. Don't leave me searching for a love so true. Don't leave me lonesome, don't leave me blue. Don't leave me lonesome, don't leave me blue. Don't leave me lonesome, don't leave me blue.
Oh. It's just coming up on 8 p.m. and you're listening to local musician Jackson Emmer featuring some songs from his new album, Alpine Coda. And support for KDNK comes from Challenge Aspen, bringing cornhole to the Roaring Fork Valley. On Saturday, September 26th, you can join Challenge Aspen along with the Colorado Cornhole Connection for a 64-team cornhole tournament. Starting at 11 a.m., round-robin play will proceed, bracket play continuing until 5 p.m. at Crown Mountain Park in Elgibel, next to the main pavilion. Registration and more information for the Saturday, September 26th event at challengeaspen.org/cornhole. Wow. I didn't know cornhole was that big of a deal, but I guess it is.
Cornhole rules. Do we have time for a couple more?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, okay. This song is also on the record, the new record, Alpine Coda. And I would describe it as bleak. There's a music video coming out that Van Wampler and I made together, and we put it together in the COVID era. It was really fun. That'll be out around the time the record comes out, October 2nd. But until then, I'll play you a rare acoustic version of acetaminophen. Dear Tallulah, wish I could earn a dollar not soaked in blood. Feel the woofer kick and thump. I'm suckling, baby, from an old gas pump. Ain't that living the dream? Take me to America. I want in. I want in. Land of sex and fentanyl, stolen graveyards, and a seed of me. Darling Johnny, who went to school, his best friend shot him dead by noon. All the others hiding under a desk. Land of the free, not bad, I guess. Ain't that living the dream? Take me to America. I want in. I want in. Land of debt and opium, stolen governors, and a seed of mean affair. You don't like it, you can leave. At least that's what the proud tell me. I ain't coward, I think I'll stay. If I ain't here, I know these things will never change. Ain't that living the dream? Take me to America. I want in. I want in. Land of milk and broken skin, stolen orchards and a seed of mean affair.
Wow. You said bleak, but I guess sometimes the truth is it's pretty heavy.
The truth is heavy, man. Very, yeah.
Well done, Jackson.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Yeah, that song, I mean, I will say if there's one great thing that's come out of COVID in 2020, it's that there have been far fewer school shootings this year than any other in the past 10. Call that a win. Think about that. Think about that it took a pandemic to stop that.
Yeah. Yeah. Crazy times.
On a lighter note, let's end on a lighter note. This song is called Dreamers and Fools. It's a waltz. And I wrote it with my friend John Lilly, again in Charleston, West Virginia. And I guess this will be the last song live. We'll say goodbye. We'll have a moment at the end. And maybe you'll play something off the record to pick us out.
I think we shall.
Okay. Well, great. Then less talk, more rock. Here we go. She plays the guitar, writes her own songs. Kids and her girlfriends, they all sing along. She'll be on the Opry before very long. Thank God for dreamers and fools. Thank God for dreamers and fools like you and me. Hopeless romantics, wild-eyed wannabes, taking their chances and breaking the rules. Thank God for dreamers and fools. For 35 years he had managed the store. Then he got fired, then got a divorce. Now he's moving to Fiji, buying a horse. Thank God for dreamers and fools. Thank God for dreamers and fools like you and me, hopeless romantics, wild-eyed wannabes, taking their chances, breaking the rules. Thank God for dreamers and fools. Play one more on the guitar, Jackson, okay? She a great Dane. How they will manage is hard to explain. But where there's a will, there's always a way. Thank God for dreamers and fools. Thank God for dreamers and fools like you and me. Hopeless romantics, wild-eyed wannabes, taking their chances, breaking the rules. Thank God for dreamers and fools. Yes, thank God for dreamers and fools. Yeah, thank God for dreamers and fools. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Jackson. I especially dig when you give the little shout outs to yourself to play a solo. Seriously.
Thanks. Thank you. Thanks for listening.
And earlier in the set, you said a Tom Petty solo.
Oh, Tom Petty solo.
Really did sound like a typical Tom Petty song. I don't know what it reminded me of, American Girl or what it was, but that was funny.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I think his name is Mike Campbell, the guitarist for that, and I mean he's a total genius. I make jokes about it in the middle of that song, especially because there's just no way to play a solo that's actually as cool as a Tom Petty solo, but I can evoke it.
Well, it has been an honor to have you playing your new songs here in the KDNK studio. And I want to make sure that at least for the people that are streaming on Facebook, I want to put the album right up here.
Oh, great. There you go.
Everyone, this is it.
Ta-da, ta-da.
With all the little KDNK writing on it.
Yeah, and I will say, can I do like a little contest right now for those folks listening? Is that allowed?
I think it's allowed.
Okay, the contest is if you're watching on Facebook right now and you share this feed on your Facebook page, you share the video, you will be entered to win a copy of my new record. I will sign it and mail it to you. So if you're watching on Facebook and you share this, again, entered to win, I'll send you a record.
All right. And what is the best way for listeners to hook up with your album, Alpine Coda?
The best way is to go to my website, jacksonemmer.com. That's E-M-M-E-R, jacksonemmer.com. There are links to pre-order the record or pre-order a download of it if that's what you prefer. You can also, if you're into streaming, you can just go to Spotify or YouTube. The songs that are available now are already posted, and then on October 2nd, once the record comes out, the rest of the music will be available. I appreciate anyone who's listened. I appreciate you having me on your show, and I just really love KDNK, and thanks for being here and doing what you do.
Thank you, Jackson. So I wanted to ask you, I was just reading the article about you in the Aspen Times yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And is it true that you thrashed your voice by performing up in Aspen?
Yes, it's true. That's why I sound maybe older than I look. I trashed my voice singing in Aspen at these like 4-hour-long bar gigs, which were really fun. But it's pretty bad for your voice to have poor technique and be shouting for 4 hours, especially at altitude. You know, it's a dry climate.
Yeah.
And your voice and your vocal cords are very sensitive, and they're small little things, so they get dried out pretty quick. I kind of torched my voice. I had to relearn how to sing and how to use my voice.
Right.
And it's one of the reasons that I now sound maybe older than I look, and it's also it has a weird texture to it.
It really worked.
Thank you.
Because your voice, you're sounding as good as ever, man, and yeah, and it's a fantastic record produced by Mary Bragg in Nashville. And you are sounding like an old timer, and I love the way your voice sounds, man.
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you.
And I also wanted to ask you about that rig you're playing in your lap there, your guitar.
Oh, you want to talk about my guitar?
Oh, yeah.
Great. What do you want to know?
Well, I noticed can you lift it up a little more?
Sure.
The little abalone kind of inlay on the headstock there is beautiful work. And what kind of guitar is this?
Thank you. This is a Collings guitar.
Oh.
They're built in Austin.
Right.
Yeah, maybe you've heard of them. I love Collings instruments. I had one of their mandolins for several years when that was my main. I played mandolin, by the way. We didn't even talk about this. That mandolin was my main instrument for several years.
Great.
But Long story short, I've cycled through a bunch of different guitars as I try to find the right thing for my style and recording and traveling. You know, it has to hold up in a lot of different climates and situations. So I was able to make sort of a partial trade to someone in Vail at the very beginning of this year and got this guitar. And it's really, it's so perfect. I mean, I cannot sing the praises of this guitar enough. It is a one-of-a-kind Collings OM1. It was built custom for somebody else who, I guess, got it, didn't like it.
What?
And then this guy in Vail got it, and he didn't like it. And I went and played it, and the second I held it, I was like, that's my guitar. I got to...
See, I'm glad I asked you, man.
...make this happen. So, yeah, it's an extraordinary guitar. And it just suits me, and I'm happy to play it.
It has a very big sound. It's also very warm, and yeah, you play it well. I first learned about Collings from the mandolins, and they've pretty much become like a standard for a lot of bluegrass mandolin players.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, excellent instruments, Collings.
Yeah, they're great. And I will say, like, I'm not endorsed by Collings. I don't have anything to do with them. I just talk about them a lot because I love them. And there's a lot of things that, like, let's say Martin, Gibson, those guitars do well. And if you kind of stay within their comfort zone, they sound amazing. But Collings really have a way of, like, being sort of a chameleon. Like, if you need them to do something, they deliver. And every note on the fretboard delivers. And when I'm playing music and recording music constantly, I need to have a guitar that does that for me so I don't have to, like, switch guitars all the time or whatever. So it's been incredible, and I can't say enough good things about it. And thanks for asking.
yeah, totally. So what is next for you moving into, it's about to be winter here in the Rocky Mountains, and any plans for traveling soon with your music, or just staying home and doing things in the online kind of platform, or what?
I'm going to be staying home. I'm not going to tour again until I feel like it's safe for everyone involved. I know some musicians who are touring now, and I think musicians actually could be safe because you're on a stage kind of away from everybody. But I know that once you're in a crowd, it's really easy to let the mask thing slip, and, you know, maybe it's okay, but maybe it's not. Depends on where you are in the country, et cetera. So that feels too perilous for me.
Right.
So yeah, I'm going to continue recording and doing some projects. A project I'm really excited about right now, which I haven't, again, spoken about anywhere else, but I'll tell you guys. I put together a tribute album for my friend John Lilly, who I mentioned I've written some songs with. He's, I think, in his 60s, and he's an incredible honky-tonk songwriter. He also has Parkinson's and had some other medical stuff come up, and COVID has just been really hard on him. So I put together a tribute album with a bunch of people who love his music. So that'll be coming out early in the winter, like February or March. So,
oh, great.
So that'll be really good. And yeah, I'm not going to name drop about who's on it, but there are some really, really sweet musicians on it, and it's going to be great. So stay tuned for the John Lilly tribute.
Well, please tell us when you're ready at KDNK, and we will play it.
Thank you. Yeah. I will get you a copy as soon as it's ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, listeners, you've been listening to live music here at the KDNK studio with Carbondale's very own Jackson Emmer. Thanks so much, Jackson. This is KDNK, Warming Hearts since 1983. And finally, Jackson, I have to ask you what KDNK and community radio means to you.
What does it mean to me? I will say, I was talking about this earlier today. I think that social media is very prevalent. It's really great. You can access all this stuff, blah, blah, blah. But they really filter what you see. And KDNK, community radio, is it's just available. You know, you throw everything out on the air. It's really unfiltered. So it's a great way to disseminate information and have diverse opinions on air that anyone can access anytime. And I think that is essential to democracy. So thank you for being here. And that's what community radio means to me.
Yes, well put. And you too can support KDNK Community Radio by going to kdnk.org and clicking on donate, pledging at any level you can. Thanks so much, Jackson, for taking the time to come down to the studio. You sounded really great, man, and I really love the way you sound, just you and your guitar.
Thank you, Cody. It has been an absolute pleasure, and thank you, friends and listeners. Appreciate you tuning in.
We're going to go out with one from the Alpine Coda album. Here's Turn Up the Jukebox.
Turn up the jukebox, turn down the heartache. Let's dance till daybreak, cold shining through. We'll do the two-step, show me your new step. However you step, I'll dance with you. Swinging doors and hardwood floors, up and down the street. Cowboy boots and rhinestone suits, won't you dance with me? Turn up the jukebox, turn down the heartache. Let's dance till daybreak, comes shining through. We'll do the two-step, show me a new step. However you step, I'll dance with you. Tulsa, honeysuckle rose, dancing while the jukebox plays us every song we know. Turn up the jukebox, turn down the heartache. Let's dance till daybreak, comes shining through. We'll do the two-step, show me a new step. However you step, I'll dance with you. Sawdust scattered on the floor. Gather up your troubles, sweep them out the door. Turn up the jukebox, turn down the heartache. Let's dance till daybreak, cold shining through. We'll do the two-step, show me a new step. However you step, I'll dance with you. However you step, I'll dance with you. However you step, I'll dance with you.